This is an executive summary of what disqualifies a 1031 exchange. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange has specific requirements, and failing any of them can disqualify the exchange, turning what should have been a tax-deferred transaction into a fully taxable sale, with the entire four-layer tax coming due. Knowing what disqualifies an exchange is essential to avoiding these pitfalls, because most disqualifications are preventable with proper planning. The main disqualifiers fall into a few categories: using property for personal rather than investment purposes, missing the strict deadlines, taking receipt of the sale proceeds, exchanging into or out of non-qualifying property types, and running afoul of the related party rules. This guide serves as a reference to these disqualifiers, explaining each so you can recognize and avoid them. Understanding what can disqualify an exchange is the flip side of understanding how to do one correctly, and it's knowledge that protects the deferral you're counting on. The first major disqualifier is property held for personal use rather than investment. Section 1031 requires property held for productive use in a trade or business or for investment, so personal use property, including your primary residence and personal use second homes or vacation homes, doesn't qualify. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.